This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Let's talk today about spin doctors and public relations. I want to cite an example of a story from just last week from this region. The U.S. EPA issued a statement saying Roquette America has agreed to pay a $4.1 million civil penalty to settle alleged violations of the Clean Water Act and its National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit at its grain processing plant in Keokuk. The magnitude of these violations warrants the magnitude of the penalty, said EPA Region 7 Administrator Carl Brooks. The news release goes on to say that the Keokuk facility violated its permit at least 1,174 times. A huge penalty for Roquette, a lot of violations of a permit. The release from the company, let me read this to you. It's short and sweet. This is from Roquette America. It says the company has entered into a consent decree with the U.S. Department of Justice and the Environmental Protection Agency in settlement of permitting-related issues involving Roquette's plant in Keokuk, Iowa. Roquette, the Department of Justice, and the Environmental Protection Agency worked collaboratively to address environmental concerns at the Keokuk plant and to establish corrective actions for the company going forward. The consent decree resolves environmental incidents, establishes a set of environmental best practices for the company going forward, and addresses improvements to waste treatment operations at the Keokuk facility. Prior to entering into this consent decree, Roquette made a $30 million commitment to these and a number of other capital improvements designed to modernize the existing plant and assure compliance with all relevant environmental standards. Roquette remains committed to the highest standards of environmental protection. That is, now, if you were to just read that release from Roquette America, you would think that this was some sort of collaborative effort and that the company had been working all along to make the environment a better place. And I bring this up not just to pick on Roquette, but we've mentioned on this program before the number of PR people out there far outnumbers the number of journalists anymore. And for a journalist working in a small shop to receive a news release like this from Roquette or some other company, a journalist, perhaps a one-man band, not having any time to follow up and really do any digging and find out what this is about. You're really at the mercy of the company and what is said in this news release, which I think certainly could be interpreted in a misleading fashion.
Yeah, they leave out the paragraph or the part about how the department, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, had been trying to enforce permits since 2000, and there'd been violations since going back a decade. So, yeah, it just shows how important journalists are. And I was glad that when Tri-States reported on this last week, your Keokuk reporter used the news release or used the information from the EPA and took the time to report about the history of violations.
And, well, fortunately, you know, he has the time. And I don't know if he received a news release from the EPA or actually went to their website to look up the information. I'm not sure how that played out. But at least he had the time to do a little bit of follow-up. But again, with the shrinking size of news departments, whether it's radio or TV or newspaper, and sometimes you're just feeling a rush to get the news out there so you're not a day or two behind on the story, some small news departments, perhaps with inexperienced reporters, again, are really at the mercy of what a company might put out.
Yeah, I was going to say that I thought that was, you know, very artistically worded, that news release. You know, it uses a lot of long words with lots of syllables in them, and, you know, it's kind of like, you know, Mephisto talking in Goethe's Faust, you know. I mean, it's just a lot of double talk, it seems like, that sort of misdirects the reader's attention. And, it's, and you know, I guess for people who are naturally suspicious, which I think, you know, typically good reporters kind of have their antennae out for things like that. You know, they can see the code being used, kind of. But as you say, for somebody who's under the gun to get a paper out or to get a newscast on the air or something like that, and they don't have the resources or the time to go look for, you know, the facts that are the hard facts, really, behind all the schlock that they got from the company there in the so-called news release, I can see where they kind of are at the mercy of the company. And yet, you know, I would be suspicious of any news release I got from a major corporate entity like that, you know, even if it was a regional or a local business or something like that. You know, Alcoa was that way up in the Quad Cities.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of stuff they would put out. And, of course, Alcoa was, you know, accused of polluting on a number of occasions through the years. So, and had to make reparations and so forth. So, but you know, it's the same basic kind of question. So I think it was pretty interestingly worded, but I could see how somebody might be fooled by it.
Well, and I've certainly seen in newspapers news releases like this reprinted word for word, and
yeah.
Certainly mm-hmm. small commercial radio stations with a young, inexperienced staff. I can see this news release just being read word for word and no follow-up and no real idea what actually happened.
I see a lot of small newspapers just running news releases verbatim. I would hope for a matter this serious they would have at least check it out or try to get something from the EPA. But I think you were talking about how PR practitioners or people in public relations outnumber journalists. And the most recent statistic I read, and I can't remember the source of this, was 4 public relations employees for every journalist, like 4-to-1 ratio. And it used to be something like 1-to-1 about 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
a 1-to-1 ratio. But I had an interesting insight about the growth in public relations. Public relations, the industry is hiring more and more people while journalists, newsrooms are shrinking. And last year we had someone from a big public relations firm in Chicago talk on campus, and he's a graduate of WIU. And he talked about how one reason public relations firms are hiring so many people is because they can't control the message as well as they used to because of the internet. And
yeah.
He cited this story a few years ago. There was an airline video that went viral about some luggage being just thrown carelessly onto the plane, and the video went viral, and I forget which airline it was, but they had to do a lot of public relations, or, you know, they had to do some damage control after that. So that's part of the reason. So I guess one hopeful thing is that there is the internet, and that, you know, a lot of these documents, and especially in the field of environmental reporting, it's all online, permits and things like that.
But would a typical member of an audience know to look? I mean, do you go check the U.S. EPA site every day to see if there's any news on Roquette? I mean, I think a lot of people in small towns especially rely, and maybe even larger towns, you still rely, mm-hmm. I believe, on the mainstream media to tell you what's going on in your community.
I agree. But, I mean, at least the reporters theoretically could find the information quickly, you would hope.
Hey, we've run out of time for today. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you and to our audience. And our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.